Appreciate it. Thank you. Now I'd like to call on Roberto Martel.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, members of the Board of Trustees. My name is Roberto Martel, Jr., and I am here today to address this distinguished body as spokesperson for the registered student organization, Students for Chief Illiniwek, and also, frankly, as a student who is concerned with the leadership in the offices of the Vice Chancellor for Student Affairs and Inclusion and Intercultural Relations. Let me begin by saying that I am so proud to be here today. Even just in my capacity as a student of this great institution, I am more proud to be of the first generation of my family to graduate from college. I am proud that I came to a school where students, faculty, and alumni alike place a great importance on diversity. However, it is that institutional embrace of diversity and the fundamental rights and civil liberties of students and that I am here today to defend. As former president and now spokesperson of Students for Chief Illiniwek, I am sure that each of you has read the email exchanges that have been retrieved from Students for Chief Illiniwek's Freedom of Information Act request. It is extremely disturbing to me and my peers that administrators working on behalf of the state of Illinois would conduct themselves in such a manner as revealed by the communications in question. They are offensive to all students on many fronts. For example, I find it appalling that a paid administrator took the time to note the ethnicity of every person they saw entering our event in the fall while accusing our group of racial stereotyping. As a person of color, I am offended to be likened to those who would wave the Confederate flag and whistle Dixie. However, I defend that Associate Chancellor's right to his opinion. I only wish that those administrators in question at this campus would afford me that same defense. Emails where the Vice Chancellor of Student Affairs bemoans the fact that she cannot find an excuse to deny Students for Chief Illiniwek, and all students for that matter, access to the Assembly Hall are troubling. Emails that reveal that our registered student organization's university bank accounts were unduly scrutinized are also similarly disturbing. All of this was going on while the university was dealing with an admission scandal. They were also aware that their communications could be subject to Freedom of Information Act requests. Worse than all of this, however, is the idea that these administrators can justify their actions and say that at the end of the day, no one's rights were violated. Why, at a taxpayer-funded public university, is it necessary for the institution to promote every type of diversity except that of thought and viewpoint? This great institution of higher learning should be enabling free expression of her students and not, and I quote, pushing Students for Chief's event to a time that will not be popular or convenient for people to attend. This university has suffered at the hands of poor leadership for some time now. We cannot move forward as a university community from the events that led to many of you serving on this board if we do not have university leaders who are invested more in the well-being of the institution and their students than their own political ideology. Don't Students for Chief Illiniwek and the Chief Illiniwek tradition have some valuable lessons to teach the students of this campus? Do our leaders respect University of Illinois students so little that they would want to muffle an idea from their dialogue, lest they be convinced by it? I urge this board to do the right thing. Stand up for students, stand up for free speech, and give us the leaders that we deserve. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, Roberto. I'd like now to call our next speaker, Mitch Heisler.
Good afternoon. Thank you for this opportunity to speak before you today on behalf of the Explore ACES Committee. My name is Mitch Heisler. I'm a senior in agricultural and consumer economics. Explore ACES is a two-day program that is expected to draw over 2,000 visitors to the College of ACES this coming Friday and Saturday, March 12th and 13th. The primary goal of Explore ACES is to give its visitors an inside look at the people and the programs of the College of Agricultural, Consumer, and Environmental Sciences. The College of ACES offers 10 undergraduate majors with 39 different concentrations, and Explore ACES helps prospective students get an overview of the potential career pathways and areas of study such as bioengineering, community development, economics, human nutrition, plant breeding, resource ecology, and pre-veterinary studies. Not only are we focused on showing them the multiple opportunities available in these fields, we are focused on showing them how coming to the University of Illinois will maximize their potential. We work with all the departments in the college to help them highlight all of the opportunities available to prospective students. Explore ACES was started in 2005 by a group of students that saw a need to have an event to serve as a primary recruitment activity for the College of ACES. Staying true to its roots, Explore ACES is still a student-run program. There is a steering committee that consists of 15 students in the College of ACES from all majors, backgrounds, and ages to give an accurate and true representation of the student body. There is also student coordinators from each department within the college that works with student organizations and faculty so that we are able to have a closer relationship with those departments in hopes of giving the best presentation to the visitors. Outside of the student leadership, there is also support from faculty and administrators in the form of faculty coordinators from each department, as well as advisors from the Office of Academic Programs and Advancement for the College of ACES. This provides a great connection between the students and the faculty in the college to ensure a unified and cooperative program. Explore ACES targets sophomores, juniors, and seniors from high schools across the country, as well as junior colleges. Just as the university strives to enrich our culture here at the University of Illinois with a diverse student population, we too are focused on targeting a diverse group of visitors. Our student recruitment directors work with ACES administration to target students that the college is looking to admit. We work with different high school, junior college, and agricultural organizations and networks to reach out and spread the word about Explore ACES. We also work with large groups from high schools across the state to coordinate their visit to campus. At the event, ACES students will offer more than 100 hands-on exhibits relating to classroom work, club activities, and honors research. And during the 2 days, during the two days of Explore ACES, students are present at the exhibits to talk to the visitors, answer questions, as well as participate in the interactive exhibits, giving the prospective students someone to talk to who was in their position just a few short years before really gives them a higher level of comfort and openness. Students can answer questions about anything from where to live, to where to find scholarships, to what classes to take. Visitors will also have the opportunity to tour lab and classroom facilities and visit with ACES faculty members. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Chairman, I'd just like to say that I personally attended Explore ACES last year, and it's an outstanding recruiting tool. I just wanted to offer that. It was one of the most impressive that I've seen, actually.
Thank you.
Are you thinking about going back?
Thinking. My docket is full, but if I had.
At this point, I'd like to introduce our next speaker, which is Gavin Raykemper. Gavin, I'm going to grab a bottle of water while you begin.
Okay. University of Illinois Board of Trustees. My name is Gavin Raykemper, Director of Engineering Open House 2010. We're in our 90th year. Engineering Open House is an annual student-led event featuring 2 days of exciting exhibits and competitions that showcase the talent and ingenuity of engineering students. The exhibition attracts thousands of visitors to the Illinois campus each year and stands as the largest event of its kind in the country. EOH brings together students, faculty, alumni, and corporate sponsors to feature cutting-edge innovation in the fields of science and technology. Our vision is to create a more educated, science-oriented culture with the University of Illinois College of Engineering at the forefront of technological advancements. We aim to inspire the next generation of engineers and lay a foundation for engineering to become the key to solving future world problems. Essentially, Engineering Open House is a big science fair. We have over 20,000 visitors come over the two-day event. We are a popular event for grade schools, high schools, and visitors of all ages throughout Illinois and the Chicago and St. Louis metro areas. We also work with the College of Engineering to bring underrepresented populations to EOH as outreach events. There are huge benefits for both our visitors and the College of Engineering students. The students run the over 200 exhibits that illustrate engineering concepts, projects, and principles. They get an audience to show off their projects, and they get great experience in presentation skills. The visitors get to see the latest projects and technology coming out of the College of Engineering. They get to talk with our students, learn what it's like to be a student here, and be inspired by these amazing exhibits. Some examples of the exhibits are, one of them is the Illini Prosthetics team, which was the winner of the Lemelson Illinois Prize this year. Another one is Orange QC, which is a startup company created by some computer science students here in the College of Engineering. There are many student projects that are designed to help third world countries, like Bridge to China, a project that is building bridges across dangerous rivers in China, and the stored energy solar cooker, a way to cook food using the sun for when there's no electricity directly available. There are also student-created video games, the concrete crusher, robots, uniquely engineered materials, and much, much more. But what makes us unique? Well, for starters, let me say again, EOH is the largest student-run event on the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign campus. A committee of 17 undergraduate engineering students plan and implement the whole thing, organizing exhibits, collaborating with corporate partners, hosting the Jerry Sanders Robot Design Competition, marketing the event, and everything in between. But we don't do it alone. Engineering Open House is a committee within Engineering Council, the main student leadership organization in the College of Engineering. EOH stands as a prime example of the amazing partnership the College of Engineering has with its students. Almost every EOH committee member works with a different staff member or deans in the College of Engineering, and many of them know them on a first-name basis. The College of Engineering supports what we're doing, showcasing the excellence that is engineering at Illinois. So there are three final points that I'd like to leave with you today. One, engineering is fun and exciting. Our students are passionate about the unique projects that they're working on and that will help solve future problems and impact society in meaningful ways. Two, if you didn't believe my last point, or even if you did, come to Engineering Open House. It's happening this Friday and Saturday. Bring your kids, tell your friends. These 2 days are an amazing showcase of not only the College of Engineering, but also the University of Illinois in general. For all the details, I need to say this, check out our website, eoh.illinois.edu. And finally, as an active student for the past 4 years, I'd like to thank the College of Engineering, Dean Adesha and Dean Tracy are here today, for their excellent relationship with student programs and encourage them to continue working with students to create these innovative programs for outreach. I encourage you, the Board of Trustees, to look to the College of Engineering on the Urbana campus as an example of an excellent collaboration between students and the college. Our partnership creates an extraordinary atmosphere that is beneficial to the students, the university, and the community at large. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Our next speaker is Ronald Lee Jackson.
Good afternoon, trustees, President Eikenberry, Chancellor Easter, colleagues, and friends. It is my pleasure as head of the Department of African American Studies to share with you a brief statement related to our successes here, not just here in Urbana-Champaign, but as part of the Urbana-Champaign campus. I am doing so as an update to you just 2 years after the board approved our advance from an academic program to a department. This move, as you know, was significant and has important implications for the University of Illinois students, faculty, alumni, and community. After 39 years as a program, your approval of our proposal to become a department immediately signaled to the broader community the university's commitment to national prominence in African American studies. There are several distinguishing aspects of our department that position us as a national and international disciplinary leader. One, our faculty. Two, our research and teaching emphases. And three, outreach. Our faculty. With 17 core faculty, 2 scholars in residence, 1 postdoc, 1 librarian, and nearly 40 affiliate and zero-time faculty, the Department of African American Studies stands tall as an ethnic studies leader here on campus and a leading African American Studies research department among its peers internationally. Its reputation is supported by having 3 editors of nationally recognized periodicals, the NAACP's Crisis Magazine, the National Communication Association's Critical Studies in Media Communication, and our very own journal, Black Women, Gender, and Families, currently being published by University of Illinois Press. The Department of African American Studies is fortunate to have 17 award-winning faculty. They have won a Guggenheim Fellowship, a Rockefeller Award, and even 2 Emmys, as well as a plethora of international, national, regional, and campus awards. Collectively, our faculty have published over 50 books, a dozen special thematic issues in national journals, and hundreds of articles and chapters. In the last year alone, our faculty published 8 books and an average of 4 articles per faculty member. We are clearly among the most prolific faculty on campus and are very well respected among our disciplinary peers internationally. The work of our prodigious faculty has paid dividends in terms of reputation. We continue to hold national leadership posts, such as the Vice President of the National Council of Black Studies and the Secretary of the Association for Worldwide African Diaspora. Additionally, the department houses HAFROAM and eBlack Studies, 2 nationally recognized online resources. This represents our second point, the research and teaching emphases. This, coupled with our collaborative relationship with the director of ICHASH, the Institute for Computing, Humanities, Arts, and Social Sciences here on campus, Kevin Franklin, and his external funding initiatives on new and emerging technologies, uniquely allows us the capacity to be the first African American Studies department in the world to produce e-books with embedded multimedia, digitally based instructional archives, and other applications that seamlessly weave information technologies